Kind of had this idea of what I wanted to do, and it was a much different environment than we're in now, where, you know, I can get a ton of emails and everyone can get my email address and send me resumes. Please don't. But, you know, I think I was very fortunate that I kind of had this direction, and I was determined and I got lucky. You know, it's in life you got to get a little lucky, and, you know, you see that.
Luck? The determination that, like, not a lot of people have that tunnel vision.
I don't know. I've probably got to channel it in some ways. But, you know, you're lucky to get an opportunity and get your foot in the door and then what you do with it there. But I had a lot of people who were fortunate enough to believe in me and give me an opportunity. And really that starts with our owner, you know, him giving me this opportunity and trusting in me and to hire a lot of people. And whenever we hire someone, I feel grateful that they give us the opportunity to come to Philadelphia and work for our organization.
Howie, when you came back and the things that happened to the roster the year before, what were your sort of immediate goals for the roster? Are you surprised at all?
2016?
Yeah. Are you surprised at all that the process has moved as quickly as that, to have a Super Bowl caliber roster as quickly as you've been able to do it?
Yeah, I think it's in two parts. I think in 2016 it was important for us to get the quarterback position right. And, you know, we went in and we were going to do whatever it took to make sure that we put a lot of resources in there, and we walked out of the season knowing that one day we looked on that field and we had hope. You know, we had hope that one day we'd have a guy who would really lead us to this moment. And of course, it's gone exactly as we thought it would go. But it was a joke. You know, and then last year, because of the way the draft was structured, we thought maybe we could address the offensive line in the draft and in free agency. And then this year when we came back, we knew that we had to continue to build along both lines, and we had to fix the defensive back position, specifically the corners. You know, it's been an Achilles heel for a long time, and we threw a lot of resources. And, you know, I think when I look sometimes at next year, some of the things that get me excited is, you know, how young that group is, and having our second-round pick who's really played in a half of the game this year, incredibly talented guy. So there are some things that you kind of look, and even just being around our team and seeing some of these guys who are on IR and realizing they're coming back, you know, that's exciting, but not more exciting than our opportunity Sunday.
Your buddy, you heard Jeffrey say last week how football operations have evolved since 20 years ago. How have you seen that in your position? How is it different now than the first game?
Yeah, I think that during that year when you have an opportunity to talk to people in Major League Baseball, in the NBA, in the NHL, in the EPL, and even working outside sports, you see that it's hard to have one person who just makes every single decision and runs every single department. And, you know, sometimes we forget that National Football League, it's a big business. You know, we're managing a payroll and we have a bunch of resources and we're trying to hire a lot of good people. So really, I think that maybe we're the last sport that doesn't do that as much. And so I think when Jeffrey was looking back and seeing that these other sports who have success doing it that way, I think that's kind of where his thought process comes from.
Have you run the department differently since you've been back based on that year?
I think so. You know, we have a lot of good people, and we have a lot of good people doing things that I don't have the expertise to do, that kind of report through football operations and empowering them and trusting, which I did before too, but even more so now. And, you know, this trip, going to L.A., just seeing how they ran it, and really, like, they're just coming back and saying, hey, Howie, you know, you're coming here at 8:30 and going, and this is what we're doing. I mean, it's been incredible to watch. And I think those are the unsung heroes in our organization, the people who are running our equipment room, people who are running, you know, guys like Greg Delmitros and John Ferrari and, you know, Chris Peduzzi and Dom DeSandro, and, you know, I could go on and on, but those are the guys who maybe aren't out front right now but do a tremendous job.